This is Tyler and Shay. Tyler and Shay. I know you're going to dig this. On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago. Chicago. Always streaming on the ESPN Chicago app.
Check this out.
Good morning and welcome on in. It's Tyler and Shay right here on ESPN 1000 with you till 8:30 today. And we've got a little street justice to settle here, Shay.
Yeah.
You've got some names and some cases to settle.
I wish I had a name. Go find where this guy lives. Stand outside his house threateningly.
Oh boy.
I want to know what it is with some of you runners and cyclists and active people on roads and sidewalks who seem to believe that you own them. It's not all of you, but some of you act like you are given the grace of God to take up the entire sidewalk. Nobody gets any allowance to have any other space. God forbid anybody step in your way. Yesterday, there may be a slight foul on me in this case. I'm curious where you lie on this.
All
because
right.
Yesterday,
lay it out.
Evening, I'm walking the dog after
dark
he eats.
Out?
No,
okay.
Light. I throw my headphones on, listening to Waddle and Sylvie. In fact, it was just
before the end of the show.
So Meller and Sylvie taking me right into White Sox baseball. I'm walking the dog on my block. I'm in the middle of the sidewalk. My dog's just to my left. There's a little bit of space to the right of me, albeit not a ton. And I'm just walking along, listening to the program. And this guy, a runner, comes up behind me. I wouldn't know that he was behind me if not for the fact he put both of his hands on my right shoulder. Now keep in mind, he's from behind. Both hands on my right shoulder and forcibly moves me to the left so that he can run past me. And I was shocked. My first instinct was to swing, but I turned to see if I was being attacked, and I see just a regular white dude with both hands on my shoulder.
Short shorts.
Pushing me to the right.
Long socks.
Neon yellow short shorts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And a dry fit blue top.
Was he wearing... Now, this is going to weigh heavily in my decision here. Was he wearing the shoes where it's like the five-toed shoes? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so. I didn't get a good enough look, but I don't think he had the what are those called? Naked feet or
no,
whatever?
No, they're called Flamin' Five Toes.
Flamin'? That can't be the real name.
No.
That's terrible.
I remember because I was at a track meet when I was probably in 7th or 8th grade, and we saw a kid wearing them. And someone goes up and goes, "Oh, nice shoes, dude." And he goes, "They're Flamin' Five Toes."
Oh, boy. God, boy.
So no Flamin' Five Toes on. All right.
That kid sounds like a winner. He pushes glasses up when he said it.
He's a distance runner.
This guy throws me to the left and just keeps running past me. And so I took one. I have over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones.
Okay.
Which is maybe a foul.
I was going to ask you, is it one of those noise canceling where you turn on the noise cancel?
Yeah.
Okay. So you turn the noise cancel on.
Well, it turns on automatically. You have to opt out of it. You can't
opt into
it. You have to opt out. And
I
didn't. And I'm just walking along.
Usually opt in? Stay opted in?
Yeah, I don't usually turn it off.
Okay.
But usually, I'm also listening to talk radio. It's not like I'm blasting music.
Okay.
I wasn't looking into my phone. Like, it's one thing if this guy is moving my direction towards me, and I'm facing him, and I'm glued into my phone screen, and I have headphones on, and I can't hear him shouting, and he's got to get by me, and he just wants to give me a tap on the shoulder, like, okay, my bad. You're coming up from behind? You got to be nuts. That is like... I believe I would have been within my rights to turn and clock him right in the face.
For forcibly moving you.
Yes.
All right.
Don't put your hands on people.
I need your specs right now, all right? I have two questions for you, two follow-ups here. How much space is there? So you're on the sidewalk. How much space is there in the grassy area? This is like a city block, right?
Yeah.
how much space is there on the grass to either side of you?
None.
So he's got...
The one side is like the stoop for one of the buildings.
Okay.
And the other side is like a garden box. It's got like metal fencing. It's not tall, but it's not like you're walking through
it. So he can't...
It.
Okay. So he only has the sidewalk to operate with.
Yeah.
All right.
But there was space to the right. And also, I'm sorry. If you're running behind a person who has headphones on and is walking the dog, just slow down for a second. You're going to get space in a moment.
All right.
The idea that you put your hands on another human being and move them, you believe you're entitled to public space more than other people.
That's how bikers and pedestrians feel, usually. So, what did your dog do in this instant?
Oh, he was just surprised. He wasn't like Scout. I mean, you've met my dog.
I've met Scout many a time. Great
dog.
He's
a pretty stoic cat. He's not
like... No, but he can get active.
He can, but in this situation, he wasn't doing anything. It's not like he was going to attack dog the guy. He got I don't want to say timid, but reserved maybe a little bit, because I popped one ear off the headphone and I just yelled to the guy as he was running away from me. I said, "Yo, don't bleep and touch people." And he turned around and looked at me, and then he started running faster. But, I honest to God, I think in this world, if people want to behave that way, and not all of you, many runners are good people. Most, in fact, would slow down for a second and wait for an opening and then pass by in a situation like that.
I would say this is a bad apple, yeah.
This is a bad guy. But there's more than one of these guys out there. And the people who act like this, they won't call. But 312-332-3776, because there should be a way. We are allowed to deal with people who take out their aggression on running paths like this. I should have been allowed to beat that guy to death with his sneakers, legally.
All right.
He put his hands on me.
Putting
and moved
hands
me.
On you is
putting
so,
hands on you is such a wild
that's
maneuver.
Crazy.
There,
like two
I've
hands?
Been, I've been in this situation before. Usually, it's not someone walking a dog. It's usually strollers, because the stroller people are the biggest impediments there are to the sidewalk. They're slow. First of all, you've got a vehicle on the sidewalk that really doesn't turn all that well to begin with. Sometimes you get some of those like. Three row strollers or whatever. So sometimes those people are a pain in the ass to deal with. But you have a dog with you. And I am usually, in my experience as a person who runs but not as frequently as they should run, as someone who has had this encounter from the other side of things, usually the dog starts creating a little bit of a ruckus. And the owner knows that something's up based on the ruckus. And I would also give this other guy a little bit of a pointer too. You want to have you want to tie your keys into like the waistband of your shorts. So that way when you're running by someone, you've got a little sound. Not that
you're jingling.
It would jingling a little bit, but you wouldn't have heard it.
But also like noise canceling headphones cancel noise. But if you are loud enough, it's not like if he's just behind me going on your right, on your right, on your right. Well, then that's not going to do anything. But right. If you just hit me with a, yo, on your right, then I would have heard it and I would have moved over. I would have heard something and I would have gone, oh, my bad. Instead, both hands on the shoulder. Then he pushes me. If people behave that way, you should be legally allowed to beat the hell out of them.
I think your dog might be in the wrong here.
Don't even start.
Your dog was not standing up for you.
What does that mean?
Your dog should
What's
be giving
gonna
you a little
bite
bit.
The guy on the not, leg?
No. But your dog should be getting a little active when there's some movement around, because dogs were that your was your dog wearing noise canceling headphones?
No, my dog's chill.
Exactly.
He never does anything crazy.
No, I've seen your dog get a little active at times.
Yeah, whatever. He's playing in the house, but it's not like when we're walking, he's chilling. He's not doing anything nuts.
Okay, but when there's a runner coming by you, usually the dog starts to get a little amped up that there's a little bit of movement, especially someone that's running, especially someone who's going.
Can you believe this guy? He's blaming the dog.
I think
it's
this
not
is,
the dog.
I think it's your dog's fault. Your dog should have served as a better warning signal for you.
This is unbelievable. You're worse than the runner. You're blaming a dog?
Your dog should have been a little more
You're
active.
You're the worst guy in the world.
I'm sorry.
I now no longer hate the runner. I hate you. You're blaming a dog?
Your dog should have stood up for you.
A guy put his hands on me and moved me in public.
I think your relationship is a little telling. Yeah.
This is nuts.
Your dog, the great Stout Norling, should have looked out for you here. Should have. Usually a dog, when there's a runner going by, is going to get a little sniffly. All right? Is going to start to look back and start to see some things happening here. I think your dog, you may need to put your dog through some new training, some protection training.
Bad guy, Aki.
This is unbelievable. I was attacked yesterday by a runner, one of you runners.
It's not like you're a small dude either. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
He had to fully put some effort into getting you. Like, that's crazy.
I had to look inward. I'm like, do I look like somebody could be tried? I'm 6'2".
How
like
big was this guy?
That large. He had momentum. That's about it. I'm 6'2", like 245, 250. This guy's coming up behind me and moving me. I'm like, do I really look like somebody you could just move?
Give me a little, if you had to guess a weight.
175.
175.
Probably like 5'9", 5'10", 175. Okay. He was a slender cat.
So he's about like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
About your size. Yeah.
Okay. So someone about my size. Trying to forcibly move you
out of the way.
Can you believe that?
Two hands on the shoulder.
I'm telling you, it's going to end up being one of my biggest regrets in life that I didn't spin and throw a left hook right into the side of his jaw. It's going to end up being one of the biggest regrets in my life. And if it ever happens again, I will not be surprised. This time I was surprised and I didn't know how to react. And so I just yelled, don't touch people at this guy. Next time, if it ever happens again, one of you runners gets the balls to put their hands on somebody and move them on the sidewalk instead of just waiting a second, I'm going to turn around and pop them.
Here's what's going to happen. I can see it playing out right now. Someone is going to be in the same predicament that this other guy was in, except they're going to be looking to make the move around you on the grass. And then they're going to see, oh, shoot, there's an impediment in the way. There's going to be like a flower garden or some sort of fencing that won't allow them. And their momentum is going to sort of halt them. And then they're going to sort of accidentally drive their momentum into you by accident. And they're going to get clocked as a result of this.
No, because I feel like in that case, the person would stop and go, oh, my bad, dude. Yes, I just got tripped or whatever. This guy had no remorse.
He was just moving people.
Dude, when you're patting my shoulder and then your other hand comes in and you push me to the side, you are not remorseful about what you're doing. You believe you're entitled to the entire sidewalk.
No, that's the way that pedestrians work, all right? You have the right of way, but you don't have the right to be slow as you know what.
That's fine. I'm not. Like,
no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, like, pedestrians in general. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, even in cases, I'm a fast walker. I walk probably, like, when
move
I'm on the street.
With purpose, yeah.
Yeah, I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
I'm moving with a purpose. And if I'm behind, you know some people, mosey. And when I say mosey, God. I mean, like, it takes them 2 seconds to take a step. And they are the slowest human being moving like molasses down the street. I don't put my hands on them and move them.
I would
slow down for a moment and wait till I can get around.
I would never touch another human being in public like that. It would make me viscerally uncomfortable.
And here's the problem is probably in about 15 feet, no more than 15 feet. It's going to take me 5 seconds to get that far, if that. Like, it won't even take that long. There's a rock bed that he could have just gone up on the left and run past me.
Yeah, I think it's the old runner's thing. Like, you get to a red light and you do the little jog in place. Sometimes you just got a little jog in place right behind your speed impediment right here. Like, you're not going to be going Blazing Saddles past Shay here because of what's to the left and the right of him.
I want to know from the people, 312-332-3776, do you feel like I do? That some of these runners, not all of them, but some of them, runners and cyclists, feel like they own the roads and the sidewalks. And they behave irresponsibly. And we should be allowed to beat them to death with their sneakers, legally. You gotta be able to do something. It's the real life thing here is, like, you can't really fight somebody. If I turn around and hit them, Well, then it's my word against his. He can say, oh, I just tapped him on the shoulder to let him know I was there. He turned around and punched me in the face. Then I got to deal with a whole host of trouble I don't want
to
deal with.
I think you're going to have to no matter what, but okay.
Right, but that's my point. How can we deal with people like this?
312-332-3776. Would Shay have been in the right to just rock this dude in cold blood? 312-332-3776. Susan's in Lockport. What's up, Susan?
Hey, Shay. I would have beat him to death. I'm 5'5" and 105 pounds. You touch me, that's it. It's going down. It's going down. You are not going to move me out of the way, dude. And you know what? Them kind of entitled people will take anything from you at any time. What if he had malintentions? Dog, who cares about your dog? Your dog is a sweet dog. Your dog is a nice dog. Your dog is a nice-looking dog. Your dog didn't come after him. It's going down. I'm telling you what, you don't fuss with me. Don't worry about my dog. My dog's beautiful.
Susan, you're exactly right.
You got a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. You touched the wrong person.
If I walked...
Thank you, Susan.
I got back to my house. I walked inside. I told my wife what happened, and she said, he's lucky it wasn't me. She's like, because she goes, as a woman walking on the street, somebody touches me, you're getting hit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something's happening. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I just have never been in that situation. I was shocked the fact somebody would touch me.
It is wild behavior for someone to try to move somebody off of the sidewalk. I've never even seen that happen. Like, intentional, like, there's the accidental bump every once in a while. Like, that happens. You apologize. You move on. No one's in the wrong there. But to try to forcibly move someone is an aggressive move.
It's insane.
You're flying a little close to the sun there, buddy.
You have to have screws loose in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You have to not understand social norms. This is beyond like a runner's etiquette situation.
This isn't even runner's etiquette. This is human etiquette.
If there is any justice in the universe, that dude walked into a sidewalk and got flattened. It's just karma. I've never been so angry at a human being in my life.
He cramped up a mile later.
Who the F do you think you are?
312-332-3776. If you are with Shay, if you're against Shay, what side are you on here? We'll talk about that more next.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Thanks to Potsy, Justin Pottinger, for producing today's show. You got your sea legs back under you, buddy?
Sure. I had a terrible weekend, though. Terrible.
Heard so that there was some yakking in international waters from Justin Pottinger.
Yeah, it was a 12-hour deep sea fishing trip, about 2 hours in, seasick. Spinning for 10 hours. It was horrible. Little green in the gills. It was brutal. Me and my buddy, we were just sitting there sleeping the whole time and throwing up.
Hate to see it. All right, so Shay was forcibly moved on the sidewalk by a runner. Was this yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
I still can't believe the audacity.
And he wants to know if he would have been in the right to just rock this dude after because of he was being forcibly moved by a runner instead of him just kind of slowing his pace a little bit to get around him in a much more calm and orderly fashion. 312-332-3776. Chris is on the north side. What's up, Chris?
Hi, this is Chris. The guy should not be putting his hands on you at all. I do both biking and running, and I always try and give space for people on bike paths, especially people with dogs, because I never know which way the dog's going to move. And my concern more as a biker runner is people that have like the 10 to 30 foot leashes letting their dog wander everywhere.
Yeah.
But that does not sound like what you were doing. You were on a normal leash. That guy should never be touching you.
Yeah, no, we have a big dog. Like my dog's 80 pounds. So we have kind of shorter rope leash and I keep it pretty tight when we're walking. I don't need him wandering all over and scaring people. I'm good about it. And Chris, you sound like you're good about it as a runner. More people need to be like Chris. Provide space for people.
That's all it is. So, I'm a biker and I try and ride to the shoulder wherever possible or get ones with wide shoulders, out here in the northwest suburbs. There's a couple guys I see on one road that I bike on occasionally. They're riding down the middle of the lane. Like, you're just begging for an accident. That's insane.
Yep.
So,
Thanks,
you know, just
Chris.
Give people space and you're all good.
Yeah. I think that's the rules of the road there. Little space and you'll be good to go.
And I do think it is on the runner to provide the space. The person moving faster through the pedestrian walkway, whatever it is.
Here's what I would say, too. It is incumbent on the athlete to be an athlete.
Yes.
Be an athlete. Go around.
If you're
slow
out
down,
running, like
control
you brought
your
up,
pace.
You brought up people with strollers. That can be annoying because they can move slowly. They can take up almost the entire sidewalk. But,
and it's usually very clueless people that are pushing the strollers, too.
But if I'm behind them and I'm moving faster than they are, I feel like it's on me to figure out the way to get around them. It's not on them to be aware of everything happening behind them and move the stroller over so that I can get past. I have to get around. These people have their children in the strollers, mm-hmm. ostensibly. I'm walking with my big-ass dog. It's on you. Figure out how to get around.
Be an athlete. Kevin's in Munster. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, yeah, guys. Yeah, I'm totally on Team Shay. But, Shay, I think you made a pretty big mistake not taking this guy out for everybody.
I know.
Kind of your civic duty to do that for...
I know. Kevin, I've allowed this monster like this to roam the streets. That's on me. Hand up.
Why didn't you just sick your dog on him?
He won't do that.
Yes,
my dog
will.
Is not that kind of beast.
I've seen your dog get after it. I think your dog attacked Potsy when he walked into your place one time.
He doesn't attack. He wants to hug.
He didn't attack me. He was a good boy.
He got after
Sickle's
it in
too
there.
Friendly. Yeah, if I said sick him, he'd chase after him so he could try to like give him a hug. Wouldn't attack.
Mad Max in Indiana. What's up, Mad Max?
Yeah, I'm all in on Shay, baby. And I got 100 for your bail bond money, just in case.
There we go. I'm safe.
Start the GoFundMe.
When that guy puts his hands on it, you turn around and you go, hey, bro, it's not Pride Month. Then you blast him. And then you whip out a little liver sausage and rub it on the guy's face. And then you tell your dog,
all right.
Sick.
Thanks, Mac.
I don't know if I caught what was in there, but I got rid of something. And, yeah.
Brian's in Midway. Clean us up, Brian.
I'm Team Shay. I was walking my class down the lakefront path, and then we had a runner two-hand shove one of our kids out of the way.
No,
jeez. Kids.
Brian, yeah, that is a beat him to death with the sneakers situation. That is absolutely.
And the kid was so shocked, she didn't know what to do. But it's an adult on a minor. But I'm saying if someone puts hands on you, you should definitely put hands on them.
You said lakefront
path? Yep.
This may have been the same guy. We may have a serial shover out there.
It was a woman, actually. She just was yelling and just shoved, and it was terrible.
Just man, woman, child, whatever. You learn at a very early age, I think, don't touch people.
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
The other part, like, you're not setting a PR today, pal, all right? Like, just...
Run in place for a second.
Yes. Do the stop walk shuffle.
I couldn't believe how important it was for this man to get past me. I just
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Potsy, before we get out of here, I want to hear about your situation today. You're going
to a
place that you're too old to be going to?
Yeah, let me know. So I'm going to Six Flags today.
This is a great question.
Am I too old for that?
What
like,
do you mean?
Like, dude, I'm kind of going in being a little grump about it. Like, I haven't been there in 4 years.
Why are you being a grump about it?
So you're Team Six Flags.
You're going to go ride roller coasters and have a good time.
No, I'm with you, Potsy. This has been brought up a couple times. Some people are like, oh, we should go to Six Flags this weekend.
This has been in the works for like 10 months. My buddy.
10 months?
He's never.
What?
All the way back to Fright Fest. He's never been. And he's like, all right, we got to do this. And I guess... It's the weekend.
Wait, he wants to go to Fright Fest?
It started back in Fright Fest. Like, let's make a trip to Six Flags.
Why is there an age limit on enjoying yourself at a roller coaster park?
No, there's a certain point where you just have to be an adult.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a certain point where you have to be an adult.
I'm right in the middle. Like, if I go, I'm going to bring the positive energy, but I'm so not looking forward to it.
In what world is riding a roller coaster unadult-like?
All right.
What are we talking about?
Yes, there's a certain threshold where you have to stop riding roller coasters.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
If you want to go ride roller coasters, go enjoy yourself.
There's a certain point where you're a little too old to be riding the roller coasters.
What is wrong with you two? I got you blaming my dog for me getting shoved on the street. You're, like, concerned. I thought you were going to, like, I don't even know. I thought you were going someplace inappropriate, frankly. The idea that you're like, I'm concerned I'm too old to go to Six Flags. What are you talking about?
I'm
just go have a good time.
Flash pass?
Are you going?
Yeah, I think I'm... All right. I gotta go.
Don't be a grump about it either.
Report back next week.
I'll tell you what rides I was on.
We'll sort this out.
Flash pass.
Potsy's going to be hands in the air going down the hill.
Picture.
Screaming.
Yeah, he's going to buy the $20 picture of him going down.
I'm telling you, buy in. Let your little inner child out. Have a good time on the roller coaster.
All right.
All right. The CDGA Golf Show is coming up next.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.